You know, Michaela Gordon, you're my little sunflower. And yesterday, or just recently, yesterday or 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
You took a step a little bit closer to getting a little sunflower of your own. Why don't you talk to our listeners about this journey you've been on with HRC Fertility Clinic and where you stand currently?
Okay, well, this is crazy because I've talked a lot about HRC Fertility. I'm sure you've heard my commercials about it. But we were really excited, my partner and I, we've been together for 6 years, to begin our fertility journey. And once we started, we came into a pandemic and everything stopped. We couldn't go to the medical facility. We didn't really get to meet our doctor. We were doing everything over Zoom. And that's never how I saw it really going for myself when it was time to start wanting to have a baby. Like, I thought everything would be very hands-on. The controlling person in me was like, I'm going to also be in the doctor's room and look at everything and touch everything. However, they did an incredible job during the pandemic and even now after, because taking all safety precautions, all safety measures, and ensuring that our appointments were not back to back with anybody else to make sure we weren't around anybody and that we could still social distance, Lisa and I got to officially go to HRC Fertility in Pasadena and meet Dr. Kolb, our doctor. And Lord, let me tell you something. That's how I feel. Let me tell you, I'm a mother now.
How'd it go? I'd be so anxious stepping into that situation. I wouldn't know how to feel.
To be honest, I was very, very nervous. I'm 33 years old, so I don't know what's going on down there. And I think that a lot of women don't, because you can want a baby, but I've heard many stories about not, you know, having a healthy enough uterus or not having enough eggs.
I feel like that's where all the women in my life are right now. All my friends are in their mid-30s to late-30s or early-40s even.
Yeah.
And most of them don't have children yet, but they want children.
Well, and so the biggest thing that they told me was, and literally, ladies, I can't stress this enough, once you hit like 24, 23, your eggs become like senior citizens, like senior citizen eggs.
Wait, 24?
Yes,
no.
That young.
What?
They are saying that you should start freezing your eggs if you have the opportunity, and you can find out all the information on HRC Fertility at 24 years old. So knowing that information.
What 24-year-old is thinking about freezing eggs, though?
But it's not been normalized. We have to normalize that that's the time that you should do it. Because I think that in a time where women are so much more, they have the ability to go to work and have full careers.
And hold off on marriage.
1,000%. Yeah. Or not even need to be married.
Yep.
I mean, because HRC Fertility was not just for us as a lesbian couple. They do it for heterosexual couples, women and men who are single that want to create a family on their own. So we went, we met Dr. Kolb, who was an angel. I immediately started to cry. I felt so overwhelmed with emotion just at the opportunity of being able to now start creating my family.
Oh, God, working with you pregnant for 9 months is going to be a blast.
Oh, you're going to be so into it. I'm going to look like a roly poly, that's for sure. But another thing that I asked him, because I'm 5'2", will I like gain a lot of weight? I mean, are you going to like roll me down the driveway? And he said, no. A myth that he sort of debunked for me was, it doesn't matter what size you are, whether you're 5'2 or 5'9". When it comes to carrying, your body just knows how to carry. It doesn't matter if you're taller or shorter. So I thought that was really interesting. But we started our first ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa and I got checked out. Lord, we've got some eggs in there. We're starting the process. So we'll continue keeping you updated. Our next process is to get our blood work back. And then we have to go find a sperm donor.
Oh, please, please.
I'm going shopping for sperm.
Don't look my way.
Why?
We've got a story about some sperm.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we sure do.
Does he look like a good sperm donor?
Can you
imagine this? Me.
Well, this sperm involves outer space. So we're going to be talking about that, I think, later this week.
Well, my babies will be out of this world,
so
honey.
You might need to head out of the galaxy to find the sperm. But I'll help you out, though. I love this for you. I love Lisa and you, obviously, so much. I want to be an uncle so bad to your children.
You absolutely will.
In the meantime, my fiance and I, we try our darndest. We've been trying for 8.5 years to have a family.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't taken quite yet.
Well, I have some helpful advice.
Got it.
Go to HRC Fertility.
Perfect.
Great.